And all these were exhibited. These have been exhibited. In fact, recently you had a recent
Not
exhibit.
all of them, no. I entered a clay show, which, you had to enter things that are done in clay. And I sent pictures of Mary with Jesus, but they rejected that one. But I also sent them a picture of Ibu Sumari. Oh, and of the first one I did. The first one I did was going to be Mary. And I did the, and it was good because I did this one and I learned how to do clay this way. And it's got all this, I've got all this newspaper. I have a metal pole and on that is a paper bag full of crumpled up paper, and then I make a thing for shoulders, rolled up newspaper rolled around. And so that's all inside, and so then it you can make it hollow, And so then I, start putting clay on top of the whole thing. And at the end, you can pull out all the paper, so, and then fire
And some of these were recently exhibited in D.C.
Oh, in Hyattstown, Maryland.
Hyattstown.
It's a far-out suburb. It's almost near Frederick, Maryland. But they had been doing this series, which is going on for a long time, of having shows featuring different materials, like metal, like wood, I don't, on and on, paper. Whatever. So they did this whole series, and then they were having one of things made in clay, and so I entered three things in it, and they put two of them in the show. But I have them back now. And then I was also just recently in a show that was all summer long, called Sanctuary, where I exhibited a. And it had to do with a place where you could go and get in touch with God. So for me as a Subu person, this is.
Your basement, it
A
might be.
great topic, So I have this. At some point, I did a whole bunch of aerial sculptures made out of plastics, plexiglass, and vinyl, and things like that. And I had one that had these circles, and then it had. Oh, because I had, over time, received different periods of things happening on Earth. And the first one I received was the rainfall period. So I did all these hanging sculptures that had to do with rainfall. And one of them was like rain coming down, but when it got to the bottom, I saw it as splashing, but it also says mashallah in Arabic. And so I cut these all out. And I cut, they were very, because it was rainfall, it was very, I made all the uprights like this long, and then, it says ma. And so there's several uprights in mashallah. There's about three of them. So. And then there's other ones that just hang like rain that don't say anything. And so I entered that one in the show because it was like God's grace pouring down on people. Because mashallah is like God's grace. So, and so it got in that show, and not only that, they hung it in the front window and it had a red light that shined on it day and night. And it was up for 2 months in a very hip neighborhood where they have all these art galleries and coffee shops and bars and things with, it's a going to kind of street. And so mashallah hung in their front window for 2 months.
What other eras? There was a rainy era. You spoke of other eras as
Oh,
well.
I'll tell you about all this. I had the first one I received was that there was going to be this period in Subud. Well, in the world. It's really not in Subud, it has to do with the world. And called the rainfall period. And it was like some kind of certain purification of the world that you could describe by like the purifying force of rainfall. And then so I did, during that period, I did a whole bunch of things having to do with rainfall. And then I had this experience, and it wasn't too far after the rainfall thing, about, okay, now we have the fire period.
I think we're in that right now.
We're still in it. I
Yes.
tested about it recently.
Yeah.
Because I received two other periods that were supposed to follow rainfall, and I felt like, I think maybe we're still stuck in fire.
This is biblical.
And so I did all these fire paintings. She's just brought back one that she had, a pillar of fire I did, like the pillar of fire from the Bible. And so I did all these paintings, and including a sculpture that's like a pillar of fire coming down. And then that was the same year Bob Huck died. We had a Subud USA Congress like this in Evanston, Illinois, at some Catholic college. And when I was doing Laudion there, one of the Laudions there, I received that there's still two periods yet to come. One of which, And the second I received it, I was like, gee, I hope I don't have to make a hanging sculpture of that.
That wouldn't be the Plague of Locusts.
No, it was Hands and Roses. It was like Hands and Roses falling down from heaven. It's always like a positive thing, like, you know, like God's pouring down all these roses, but there's all these hands to help you up. And then after that, the next one I received is like the same thing for the end of Ramadan. It was like the golden dust kind of thing. But then just like, I'd say a couple weeks ago, I thought, I never received anything about these things starting. And I thought, I wonder if we're still stuck in fire after all this time. It's been so long. And so I tested about it. Are we still in fire? And I got, yes. And I tested, had these other things come, and it's like, not yet.
Well, anyone who lives in Eastern Washington will tell you that it's the era of fire very clearly.
It even wasn't just that. It was like some sort of violent cleansing of the world kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I did, during that period, I did paintings of car bombings, because there were all these photos in the paper of car bombings and things like that. So I have a whole series of car bomb paintings.
Wow.